Welcome to the Allspring Global Investments Podcast, where we explore what's happening in the markets and discuss our outlook for the ever-changing investment landscape. Thought leaders provide their views on the latest global trends in sustainability, technology, emerging markets, and more. Join us as we take you down the road of investing elevated.
I'm Kelly Vives, CMO of Allspring Global Investments, and you're listening to On the Trading Desk. Today, we're excited to be speaking about Allspring's one-year anniversary. It's been quite a year for us as we've become an independent asset manager, launched a new brand and company, are standing up our infrastructure, bringing in fantastic new talent, and continuing to do what we do best, building strong relationships with our clients. Joining us is our chair and CEO, Joe Sullivan, who will be speaking with us and taking a look back and a look forward for Allspring. Thanks for being here, Joe.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
So, Joe, last year, we signed the deal in February. You were named CEO, and we announced Allspring's name in July. And we launched officially November 1st. So we are very quickly approaching our one-year anniversary.
Official one-year anniversary.
So can you take me through some of your favorite moments over that time period?
I mean, we've done a lot, right? It's been an incredible year and change of getting to this point. And we've accomplished a tremendous amount. I think one of the first memories I have, most vivid memories, was getting a call in the summer, early summer of last year, from our buyers, who said that my predecessor, Nico Murray, had come to the conclusion that it would be better for the company to have a new voice and a different voice once we became Allspring. And he really felt like that was an important transition point. And while that was certainly a huge surprise to me, because at the time, you'll remember, I was executive chair, it was also, I think, a big surprise to the buyers. But Colin Roche called me, and I remember exactly where I was, and we talked about, he asked if I would be interested in doing it. And I said, well, I most certainly would, but I needed to talk to somebody who's very important, my wife, to see if Susie was on board with me embarking on this. And anyway, fast forward, I remember we went to dinner, and I said, I need to talk to you about something. And she said, this is about Allspring, isn't it? And I said, yes. She knows me well. We've been married 42 years. And I said to her that Nico was going to step down as of the close, that I had been invited to step in as CEO, but I needed to talk with her. And I'll never forget, she said, I think, you know, Joe, I've been listening to you for the last 6 or so months on the phone, as you've been, even as executive chair, talking to people every day about Allspring and about the potential of the company. And she said, I can hear you in the other room because I'm doing this from my home office. And she said, I hear how excited you are, and I hear your passion for the opportunity that is Allspring. And she said, I think if you don't do this, you're going to regret it, right? And I said, yes, I will regret it. And she said, then I think that's the answer. And that was literally our discussion. It was about less than 5 minutes.
I love that.
But it was about a no regrets decision.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I think we can feel your passion as leaders and employees for what we're trying to do here.
I think the other thing, though, Kelly, is, you know, you talked about all the things that we've been doing. The reaction that we've gotten, the reaction that we got immediately to the branding of the company and the naming of the company, our clients have been incredibly supportive. You know, you just see the enthusiasm around Allspring and about what the potential for this company is to reshape and redesign and re-architect this company for our clients in a way that elevates, right? And, you know, as our mission, elevating investing to be worth more, we take that seriously and we mean it, right? And so I think this notion, our clients hear that, they're excited about what that means, what we can bring to them that's different and more. Our employees are excited about that. What does that mean? How can we do it differently and better and more? And so I think there's a real genuine enthusiasm and an excitement around Allspring. That's my favorite part, is hearing that from our clients, from our colleagues, from, you know, potential candidates that we talked to about joining. You talked about how we've been able to draw great candidates.
Yep.
It's, you feel that in talking to people, this enthusiasm around Allspring.
You just mentioned our mission. to elevate investing to be worth more.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that comes through in how we interact with each other, our employees, with clients, with the outside world. But can you share an example on how, what that means in action with our clients at Allspring?
So there's a couple of thoughts. One is, I think at Allspring, we all need to own the client. You know, I think sometimes we think, oh, that's a that's sales job, right? That's a salesperson's job. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's my job. It's your job. It's all of our jobs. And if we come in every day in the notion with the mindset that we're sort of all in sales, we all own the client, I think that's critically important, because I think part of what will distinguish us and part of what will help us to elevate that experience for our clients to be worth more is if we all truly understand the client better than anyone else in the industry, maybe even better than sometimes our clients understand themselves, mm-hmm. right? So I think about one of our colleagues, Renee Picazzo, who, you know, said to me one time that as he approaches clients, he always likes to sit on metaphorically and maybe even sometimes actually on the same side of the table, not on the other side. So it's not transactional. It's not, you know, it's not a deal.
Nope.
It's a conversation, mm-hmm. and it's a collaboration. And we need to have this mindset that we're working with and for our clients. And I see that in the way that we're operating with many of the consultants, some of the largest in the industry, where we're working with them, not just on, you know, the work that they have to do around due diligence, investment due diligence, and operational due diligence, which is great, and we work together on that. But also in certain situations where we've won business, but it needs to be structured differently. We have a very large global consultant that awarded us a mandate for their OCIO, but spread it out over three different continents: one in Canada, one in Europe, and another one in Australia. And but each of those allocations have to be done differently and priced a little bit differently because of the nuances of the local market. So we worked with them to figure it out in a way that works for us, but also works for them.
We can think about this year. It most certainly has not been the easiest year to be an asset manager navigating these markets. A war in Ukraine, a confluence of many geopolitical events that are connected.
The Fed.
The Fed.
Inflation,
right? I mean, just... Yep, pretty relentless.
Yep.
So, you know, we're launching a company amidst all of this, right?
It's so a perfect time to do it.
Really, just really timed that well. But, you know, what? Let's talk through those challenges and those hurdles that we experienced as a business.
Look, it's actually a great time to launch a company because, you know, it's always easy to do everything and kind of have rose-colored glasses a little bit when you're doing things in a great environment. We're launching this company through a very difficult environment. We're not alone. Everybody in the industry is going through challenges. Our clients are going through challenges. So if we were doing nothing else other than just taking care of business as usual, working with our clients, you know, making sure they understand what's going on in their portfolios and things like that. I mean, this is a tough time for clients. It's a tough time for us. Difficult time in the markets, like everybody. We've taken on a tremendous amount, and we're getting it done. And it's amazing to see, for me, the not just the resilience of our people, and I know that that's an overused word, but incredible resilience of our people. We've had all these kinds of things that we've had to bumps and things that have come up we've had to work through. But we've done so, and we've done so with a great resilience. This is a gritty company. This is a group of people who are grinders, who work hard. They face these things, and we get the job done. And I couldn't be prouder. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to build a great company. We are building a great company, but we're doing it in the most difficult of circumstances, the most challenging of environments. We will be the stronger for it at the end.
Yeah. I think there's not much you could throw at us after this that we can't handle in the future.
Exactly right. And I think there's a shared experience that we have of standing this company up, doing it. You know, I said to somebody the other day, you know, we're retooling the plane as we're flying it. We just happen to be flying it in a hurricane.
Yeah.
But we are. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that's exciting. Nothing seems to be too much for this team.
So speaking of resilient people and employees, mm-hmm. Let's talk about our people. You know, we talk about how asset management is a people business. This was ultimately a transaction that is about people. So let's talk about the team.
Look, I think again, as we're evolving and as we're building Allspring into the company, you know, not just that we can be, but the company we need to be. it's all about the people, right? And it's about the people who are here and have been here for many years and who are incredible professionals, and combining them with people that we need to add and capabilities that we didn't bring over with us from Wells, but new capabilities that we need and people that we need to fill those roles, and making sure that those cultures come together and they evolve together. It was interesting, you know, one of our colleagues made the comment, actually Katie Parente, our head of HR, as we were in a team meeting, made the comment that I don't see anybody here that looks like central casting. And I love that expression, because I think what we have are real people who are here coming in every day, getting their hands dirty, doing the work. There's nobody who thinks they're above anybody else. They're part of a team. And, you know, Matt Wren, our head of technology, likes to say there is no them, only us.
Yep.
And so we own it, right? We own this company. We own the outcome for our clients. We own the culture. We're very protective of that. So as we bring every single person we bring in, we make sure are they going to be additive? Are they going to help and improve our culture and not detract from it? And I think that's part of building this new company is evolving our culture as well.
Yep. So I think many people would say that you've had a long and storied successful.
Are you saying
career.
I'm old?
I'm not saying you're old. A storied career in many different roles, many parts of the industry. We've had amazing success. Why Allspring? What's driving you to be here?
So you know, Kelly, that I love quotes, right?
Yes, I do.
And, serendipitously, sometimes a quote appears, and one appeared today that I think captures it, because I had a lot of thoughts on this question. You and I talked about this. And this quote appeared that I got today, and it's from James Baldwin. I don't know if you know who James Baldwin is, but he was an author, mm-hmm. African-American author, who talked a lot about some of the struggles that our African-American people over the years have dealt with. And so anyway, he wrote an amazing quote that really sums it up. And the quote goes like this. Once you realize that you can do something, it would be difficult to live with yourself if you didn't do it. And that's how I think about Allspring and the opportunity that we have to really take this company, which is at scale, and transform it consistent with our mission, anchored in our mission of elevating investing to be worth more. We get to transform this company and make it into what it can be, not just and what it needs to be, if we're really going to achieve that mission. And I think to miss this opportunity would be a tragic waste. It's why I came in. I think this is one of these once in a career opportunities to build something. And that's why I came. And that's why every single person that we've added has come to be part of the build. They don't come for who we are today. Who we are today is fine. Who we will be tomorrow, what we can build and what we can become, because we have the ability to do that and transform. And people expect that. Our employees expect it. Our clients expect it. Our owners expect it. And we expect it. And so, you know, we have this opportunity. We don't want to miss it. I don't think we could live with ourselves if we didn't do it.
Yep.
And that's why I'm here. And that's why I think you stayed and other people stayed and why other people come.
Yeah. I love the concept of no regrets, and this really is an incredibly unique opportunity.
It's a no-regrets opportunity.
Yep. Well, thank you for joining me, Joe.
My pleasure.
That wraps up this episode of On the Trading Desk. If you'd like to read more market insights and investment perspectives from Allspring Global Investments, you can find them at our firm's website, allspringglobal.com. To stay connected to On the Trading Desk and listen to past and future episodes of the program, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kelly Vives, and thanks for listening.
This information is a marketing communication unless stated otherwise for professional, institutional, or qualified clients investors as defined by the local regulation in the respective jurisdiction, not for retail use outside the U.S. This material does not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction or to any person where it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. Any past performance, forecast, projection, simulation, or target is indicative and not guaranteed. All investments contain risk. The value, price, or income of investments or financial instruments can fall as well as rise and is not guaranteed. You may not get back the amount originally invested. Your capital may be at risk. Allspring Global Investments, Allspring, is the trade name for the asset management companies of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, Allspring Holdings, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. Unless stated otherwise, Allspring is the source of all data which is current or as of the date stated. Content is provided for informational purposes only with no representation regarding its adequacy, accuracy, or completeness and should not be relied upon. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily that of Allspring Holdings, Allspring, or their affiliates and are subject to change without notice. And this communication does not contain investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research as defined under local regulation of the respective jurisdiction. Allspring companies include but are not limited to Allspring Global Investments, LLC, and Allspring Funds Management, LLC. Certain products managed by Allspring entities are distributed by Allspring Funds Distributor, LLC, a limited-purpose broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC. Associated with Allspring is Galliard Capital Management, LLC, an investment advisor that is not part of the Allspring trade name GIPS company. Copyright 2022 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC. All rights reserved. October 2022.